Hello. It is 7:45 in the evening here in Sagama. It's a Monday, Valentine's Day. And it is turning cold and supposed to snow down on the hills around town during the night, which is neat because it hasn't done that at all. We've had almost no precipitation period since the beginning of the year. But it's been raining today and it you know, went from being in the 50s and 60s to already the low 40s outside. So I might send a picture of the mountain tomorrow if it's visible. So yesterday we had a wonderful service, morning of services with the various different activities going on. A little low in attendance because one of those Sundays where everything connects the wrong way. We had a number of following on YouTube then because of sickness and work and whatnot. But the spirit was wonderful, and I am continuing on my... Okay, so a while back I decided to give an overview, I think I mentioned this before, but an overview of the Bible, the central themes of the Bible. But I decided also to just do kind of an introduction to the Old Testament and an introduction to the New. And just giving all kinds of facts and interesting but important information about the Old Testament books. And I've had a lot of good response, more than usual, because I guess when our believers, many of them just don't know this, or they're new to the Lord and so forth, why it just helps them as they read to have a better understanding of the overall picture and to fit in what they're reading with a context, I guess you could say. And so yesterday I surprised them. I gave them a warning on Saturday, but I surprised them with a 10-point quiz. That was a lot of fun. And so, then I went on to start on the New Testament. I hardly got 5 minutes of the New Testament part started, so we'll go on that for another week or two. But anyway, so let's see. This next Sunday, we're having a spiritual leadership class after the Sunday morning services. I've been wanting to do this for several months and plan to continue these, not on a regular basis, but maybe every other month or so. And basically, they'll be for anyone who is serving in church, who's therefore faithful, has a good testimony, or they wouldn't be serving. And then others who are interested and some maybe who are candidates for it as well. So I'll be doing that this next Sunday. Mike is helping organize it. And then after the, so what we'll do, we usually get out of service at about 12:40. So we'll give about 20 minutes for people to head on out and so forth. And around 1 o'clock or so, those that stay back, which I don't know, maybe 10, 20 or maybe 30, 20, 30, something like that. Then we'll have a class. I'll probably go for about 45 minutes, maybe an hour, and then we'll eat lunch. Those who want to can have lunch. And today's heading that up. So I'm looking forward to that and continuing that through the year, just focusing on leadership, on the leadership theme. This time I'll be giving definitions of leadership, what leadership is, what leadership is, and then what spiritual leadership is, and then we'll be talking about focusing on some concept. Of course, there's tons out there by many good authors, so there's plenty of material to gather and to organize and encourage them with. So looking forward to that. Also, this last week, I started a Facebook page. It's a private ministry page. Right now, it's called Bonikowski Updates, but I might change that. And basically it's going to be a place for me to put up, it's private. So, people can see that it exists, but they can't see what's in there unless they either get an invitation or they request and then they're let in. And I want to just put in there a lot of everything that I give here on WhatsApp, because there's a lot of people don't have WhatsApp, and that way they can hear the same audios and they can see the same pictures and videos. And I'll probably start doing side projects there, and they're, you know, pictures and videos like of this Peruvian pastor who I'm getting to know, and I am absolutely fascinated at the ministry he has and is involved in. His name is Luis, and I've mentioned him before. I sent you a picture of his family. This last week, he on Monday, he left to do kind of a survey trip out into the Amazon areas, states, or so to speak, departments of Peru, where there are many little churches going on. And he went to visit some of them, to meet some of the pastors. He knows a few, and then to meet some of the others. And so he's found out that there's a lot of believers there dating back, or descendants of ministry by some German missionaries many, many years ago, who had to flee because of political persecution coming at them. And so there are many, many congregations, dozens of congregations way up the rivers, and you have to go by boat kind of thing, and walking and hiking, and but they have almost no training, and there's a tremendous need for training, and he's hoping to use some of our Intensive Institute materials for that. And his trip, okay, this is, he's in Lima. He took a 17 or 18 hour, he and his wife and two or three other believers went. He and his wife went, and then they met up with a few believers. They went from Lima on a 17-hour bus trip, 17 hours on a bus, to a town named Jaen. From there, they went 2 more hours in a car to a place called Bagua Chica. From there, they took another car for an hour or two to a place, to a city called Chiriaco. So this is, we're talking 25-plus hours to get there. Met a pastor who is... who is well known in that area, again, connected to these German Baptist missionaries from way back early, I think it was early in the 20th century. And then they took him to see 7 of the villages. There are dozens of villages, and many of them have these little congregations. And so this kind of media, he sent me gobs of pictures and videos that are just absolutely, they're just crazy interesting. But I can't send them all to you on WhatsApp, so I might send a few select ones. And on this Facebook page, which is where I'm going, this Facebook page is where I will probably have a, you know, start posting some of these extra things. And so if you're interested, ask me, or go on Facebook and look this thing up and request to be in it if you'd like to follow, because I'd like to put up a lot of the information that the Peruvian pastor is giving me. The ministry and vision he has is tremendous, and there are some tremendous needs and some very basic, simple ways that we can help them in material ways. You know, even the children out there, Sunday school materials and just basic Christian literature and materials and stuff that we can, like the tablet idea that I think I mentioned last week. Buying tablets for these pastors or for the towns that do not have internet or anything like that, but they have, you know, a generator so they can charge these things, and we could get them tablets, and on these tablets have the institutes and messages and so forth. So I'm still going back and forth with Pastor Luis, and he's very, very happy and very grateful for the interest that we're putting in him. And I told him there are people who have already contacted me, of my friends on the WhatsApp list, and that would like to help. And whenever we can get something organized where it's well organized and we know how to do it, how's the best way to go about helping them, then I know there'll be some interest in. Coming alongside them to help them in the ministry. So, and more of that as I learn more about him. So then I wanted to highlight just so many different things that we see God doing in different lives. There's a lady from the Dominican Republic who Mimi led to the Lord a few years ago, her daughter, she married a, I think she married a Basque man. Anyway, they live here, and her, and she has a 6-year-old daughter, and she just never really started coming to church. She came once or twice, before COVID and all that. Well, in the last couple of months, she has seen Mimi on the street and talked. They've talked back and forth. She's been very, very insistent on wanting to come back. And she actually has been back a couple of times already this year, maybe 2 or 3 Sundays. And she wants to start coming every single Sunday. She didn't yesterday because I forget what Mimi said. Something came up in the last minute because they had already settled on the time and everything. So her name is Yahida, if you'd like to pray for her. And I'm sorry, I don't know her daughter's name. But they are growing, or she at least is growing in the Lord, and just one of those many little stories where the Lord is at work in hearts. And so Mimi is teaching right now. She has 2 of her students. She'll be done in about 5 minutes, and then we're going to, within 5 minutes, we're going to book out of here and go to the Capitol, to a mall there, and we're going to have a meal, just go out for a kind of a Valentine's supper together, which, man, we haven't done in quite a while, so we're looking forward to it. And means getting back late, and tomorrow we got a full day to start very early, but anyway, it's we're both looking forward to it again and plan on having an enjoyable evening. Pretty late for most of you who would never dream of eating supper at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, but believe it or not, the restaurants don't open here until 8:30. Okay, well, I'll let you go, and I'll send a few bits of media. Oh, my, this has gotten really, really long. Okay, I want to finish it before 12 minutes. Goodbye.